We left off discussing the Ran, Daf Mem Alef Med Alef and Daf Arif, where the Ran is bothered by the case of Misufrayin Dizayasa. Why is that considered to be Yasser on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur? After all, the Ran begins that this should be an example of Slita, but certainly that is not the intent. It's Davar Shene Miskafein, and even if it's a Psik Reisha, the Oruch Shita is that a Psik Reisha Dlo Nechle is that which is Mutu L'Chatchila. So why, in fact, should that be Yasser? That's the first half of the Ran. Then the Ran continues and tells us that even aside from that issue of the Aruch, still the following difficulty. After all, Schit is not an Av Malacha. It is only considered to be a Toda of Dash, and therefore you should only be Chayiv in a case of Heichidit Sarach Lamashke. In this particular case, certainly you do not need it. The Mashke is Holeich Le'ibud, and in such a case, one should not be Chayiv at all. So there are a couple of possible ways of understanding this Chiddush in the Ran. One is the following, that when it comes to the Malacha of Dash, Sarach Lamashka is part of the definition of the Malacha itself. Even though, generally speaking, the purpose of the Malacha is an issue of Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa, Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as we discussed. That's when it comes to Malacha Shabbos generally. When it comes to certain Malachos, already familiar with Tosas told us earlier, that there, perhaps, the intent, the purpose, is considered to be an inherent part of the definition of the Malacha itself. And maybe this is true when it comes to Schita. If you're dealing with Schita as a Toda of Mechaves, certainly there the Mayim is Holech Le'ibud. But if you're dealing with anything that's related to Dash, Sarach Lamashke is absolutely vital. In fact, we pointed out that this Kiddush apparently is necessary according to the Rambam, because the Rambam assumes that the Isser Malach involved in Bris Milah on Shabbos is one of Dash, extracting the Dam from the Guf. The difficulty we discussed yesterday at length was that Sugin Shabbos and Dav Kuflam and Vav, the instance of Suffolk Nefel. How will the Rambam understand that Gemara, that if in fact it is a Nefel, Mechate Kubasar Ba'alma, one could argue exactly that point. If it is a Nefel, and there's no Chiv of Bismillah, so therefore, certainly it's not Sarech Ladam, and therefore you cannot be Chayiv Mishum Dash in any shape or form. Maybe that's how the Rambam would in fact understand that Sugin Dav Kuflam and Vav. And even the Tosas that we began discussing on Daf Ayin Gimud Beis, the case of Zomer B'Tzorach Leitzim, where Tosas writes the following Kiddush, when it comes to the Malach of Kotzer, Tzorach Leitzim is considered to be absolutely vital, even Alibud Rabbi Yehuda that says Malach HaShino Tzrich Laguf is Chayim. And Tosas continues and gives other examples as well, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Tzorach is absolutely crucial. And Tosus in that end, in Dira Maska, but Tzorach Leitzim, quotes the Gemara toward the end of Mesechah Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Hey, the case of Kavashim. Tosus writes the following. The Gemara tells us that Echad Kavashim Vechad Shlakos, if a person will have a pickle or a pickled vegetable, if Sachtan Lagufan, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Mem Hey, when Aleph, then Mutter. If a person will squeeze it, but Lagufan, simply in order to perfect the vegetable itself. You're squeezing out the juice of the pickle, not because you intend to use the juice at all, but for purposes related to the ochel itself, sachtan l'gufan, then the Gemara says that is mutter. If one does so l'meimehen, if you will squeeze out its juice in order to utilize that pickle juice, then Rav says that's an isser. Interesting, Rav says potra b'lasser. That's an isser d'rabbanan. So the Gemara writes again in Daf Kuf Mem Hamad Aleph, if you have the case of Kvashim of Shlakos, if Saftan Lugufan Mutter, Mami Mehen, Rav says in that case, Pot Lavalasan. Why should that be? Saftan Lugufan is Mutter. Look, the person is engaged in Schita. Schita, which is a Tolda of Dash. Whether he's doing it Lugufan or not, again, shouldn't that be simply an issue of his intent, his motivation, the machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, whether Malach HaShino Tzrich Laguf is Chayiv, or whether it's not. The Chora, one should argue that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, in the case of Sachdan, how can you say Mutter? How can you say it depends on whether you intended to utilize the water which is extracted, or whether not? Why should that be relevant at all? Now, so Tosus writes the very same Chiddush then when it comes to the Malach of Dash. Tosus writes, and that same Tosus, and Gimel Beis, Dermaskav Tzorach Leitzim, V'lav mitam Malach HaShino Tzrich Lagufa. Don't make a mistake and assume that the reason Sachtan Lagufan is Mutter is because of Malach HaShino Tzrich Lagufa. course that's not true. No, this would be true even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Tosa says, Ein derech disha bekach. In a case where a person engages in smita, but it's the gufan, it's not limimehen. In other words, in this case, when you're squeezing out any extra liquid, it's holeh liibud. It's something that you're not going to use. Tosa says that the reason that that is mutter is because ein derech disha bekach. That is not called the malacha of dash. This is unrelated to the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's Tosa's chiddush and dafayin gimla beis. What Tosa said regarding kotzer, that it's only considered to be ktsira if it's tzarek leitzin. Tosa says the same thing when it comes to disha. It's only considered to be dash if it's tzarek lamashke. Otherwise, ein derech disha bekach. And this is not related to the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now, one could understand that chiddush of the Gemara, sofkan l'gufan mutar, in a few possible ways. One way is the following, that this is not considered to be derech disha at all. That's one possibility, no? Another possibility is the following chiddush, and that's the other way of understanding the Ran. This is what Rabbi Nachum Zema discusses at length in Simon Vav and Tosos Chaim and Hostess. Maybe this is uniquely true regarding toldos. After all, maybe one could argue that Rabbi Yehuda holds Melacha Shino Tzarich Laguf is Chayim, but Medvar Mumana comes to the Av Melacha, but not when it comes to a Tolda. And this is what the Gilin HaShas writes, as I mentioned in Yerushalmi, right here in Kol Godol and Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. If you take a look at that piece in Tzotzos Chayim, he quotes other Makaros as well. He refers you to a Tshuvas Arash, the possible distinction between Avos and Toldos regarding Melacha Shino Tzarich Lagufa. So one could understand this possibility, right, very differently. What is the following? When it comes to disha by definition, holech libud is not considered to be dash. That's one possibility. Another possibility would be the following, the modified chiddush. Here you're not dealing with an av malacha. Here you're dealing with schita. Schita is not one of lamatas malachos. Schita is only a tolda of disha. And here you're dealing with a tolda shino tzrich l'gufan. The tolda shino tzrich l'gufan is not going to be chayim. No? That's another possible way of understanding this. One could argue that this chiddush of Tzarech Lamashke is true when it comes to all aspects of Dash, even the Av Malacha. Or maybe one could argue, no, if you're dealing with real Disha, then it's a function of Malach Shino Tzarich L'Gufa. If you're talking about Schita, which is a Told of Dash, how is it possible to be Chayyu for a Told of Shino Tzarich L'Gufa? As we discussed already several times, there's no link at all to Av Malacha. It wasn't found in Mishkan. It's not done for the same purpose, the same Meleches Mavsheves as the Av Malach itself. So by virtue of what is this considered to be? A tolda, and not a kula within the category of tolda, but rather, this is not considered to be a tolda at all. So one could justify that case of the Gemara of Sochtan Lagufan in two very different ways. One possibility is, this is the definition of Disha, even the Av Malach of Dash. The second, more limited chiddush should be the following. Maybe not true of the Av Malacha, but Schita, which is a told of Dash. If it's not done for the same purpose as the Av, the Mashke is Holech Liibud, so in such an instance, that's not considered to be a told at all. When we discuss the case of Davar Sheni Miskafe, Nimsik, Reishul Lanechale, maybe one could understand that Gemara of Kuf Mem Hei in a likewise fashion, no? If it's soft on the Gufan, so that means that the Schita, the Davar HaNischat, is something which is Loich Paslein, maybe that's why. That could be considered to be a case which is Mutter. But that's a critically important sugya. Kuf Mem Hei Maralaf, that one line of the Gemara, soft on the Gufan Mutter. That indicates that why you are doing the schita and whether you intend to utilize the mayim, which is nischa, that's a critical issue in terms of determining whether there is a chiyuv or whether there is not. Either it's telling you a great chiddush regarding disha in its totality, or at least regarding schita, which is in fact a tolda of dash. Even that next line of the Gemara, the meimehen, and what if you intend to utilize, right, that which is nischa? So in such a case, potter. Why does Rav say that you're potter in such a case? No, potter. Isn't that mamishlita? A person goes ahead and squeezes the kvashim in order to utilize that pickle juice. Why should he only be potter alasser? Why isn't that an issa daraisa? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi writes three words, which is a very great chiddush, but bear this in mind, because this comment that Rashi writes is going to be relevant for other malachos as well. Rashi says, you know why you're potter? This cannot be a malacha daraisa. Why not? Right. Now take a look not only at the Rashi, take a look at Tosas, take a look at the Ritva. Different reasons. Rashi writes the following chiddush: Shelo gadol b'sofa. Rebbe chiddush: Shelo gadol b'sofa. the liquid that you were extracting, Rashi writes, was not the natural juice of that vegetable. When you take, for example, a grape and you squeeze it, that grape juice is part of the natural compound. When you take an olive and you squeeze it to extract the shemen, right, that's considered to real shechita. Pickle juice. You take a cucumber and you soak it over such a long window of time, water is absorbed. All you are now doing is extracting that which was previously absorbed. Rashi says, Shelo gadol v'sofen. Shelo gadol v'sofen. That's why that cannot be nisa d'oraisa. That's an important chiddush. No? So if it's considered to be the gufan, so in such a case the Gemara says then that's mutter. If it's the mehen, Rashi says still it's not a chiv d'oraisa. The most this would be is an issa d'rabbanan because shlo gadol v'sofen. That's how Rashi explains the chiddush of Rav. Good? Have you ever heard of this chiddush before of Rashi? Shlo gadol v'sofen. So you probably have in very different words. It might sound surprising, right? Where have you heard of this chiddush? You've heard of the principle of ein tochen acher tochen. Once something is already ground, you're not going to be chayim mishum tochen. That's the chiddush of the Ram. Daf lamed beis and aleph nadap beharif. Ein tchina achar tchina. That's what the Ram writes. Lamed beis and aleph nadap beharif. Devar maskel amar apapav. Why is that true? Ein tchina achar tchina. But it's like ein bishul achar bishul. Halacha Moshe Sinai. Ein tchina achar tchina. You know what the svar of ein tchina achar tchina is? The Chazon Ish writes. Nar chayim. It's simin nun zayin. This is exact Yiddish. Tochen means that one is breaking down a natural unit. A natural unit. What does ein tochen achar tochen mean? You have a grain which you grind, that's tchina. Now you have flour. What did you do? You reconstituted it. You mixed it with water, you created an issa, you baked it, you made it into a loaf. That's not a natural unit. That's your man-made compound. Now if you will break that down, ein tochen achar tochen. So ein bishul achar bishul is very different, no? Ein bishul achar bishul means nisbatel bishul harishon. You cook something, let's assume you heat up water, and then it cools down, and hours later it's at room temperature, and you heat it up again. That's because that which you did previously is of no significance, no consequence. Nisbatel bishul harishon. But where may chateisi halach of ein tochen achar tochen? Poshub shan chaznish writes, ein tochen achar tochen means this chiddush of Rashi. That the natural compound is the chefter shomlacha, right? This is true when it comes to tchina, and therefore this is exactly what Rashi writes regarding sachta lememehen shelo gadol b'sochem. It's a very important chiddush to bear in mind. When we do the sugyav tochen, right? We'll see that there are other possibilities as well to understand this concept of ein tochen achar tochen. But Rashi writes a very important chiddush shemalachas Shabbos. Now that's the difference between right the cases of shemen or the cases of yain as opposed to right kvashim. In a case of kvashim shelo gadol b'sochem, an important chiddush. So we were discussing this possibility in the Ran. And that is the difference between cases of avos and toldos regarding malacha shenot tzrichu. And perhaps this will help us with that sugyan shabbos and daf gimel amud aleph. That's where Shmuel says a critically important concept. Know that whenever the Gemara uses the term potter avlaser, potter means namut v'chachila, potter avlaser, with the exception of three cases. Now, that's what Shmuel explains and daf gimel amud aleph. Good? The difficulty, right, that Tosfos is bothered by, as we started to discuss yesterday, was simply the following, that those cases don't seem to fit within Shmuel. The first case of Tzidas Nachash, okay, Tzidas Tzvi, that we'll get to. Okay, that is in terms of the definition of the Malach of Tzedek. But the last two cases, Tzidas Nachash, Mapis Mursa, those are cases of Malach HaShinot Tzrich L'Gufa. If you hold that Malach Shino Tzrich L'Guf, as we discussed yesterday, is potter, so I understand very well that these are cases where it is extenuating conditions, Mapis Mursa, Tzidas Nachash, B'makom Tzar, and therefore Lo Gazer Be'Rabanan. But should you assume that this is considered to be an Issa D'Araisa, so therefore how can you argue that this is Mutter? Right, if it's Pikuach Nefesh and Safik Sakana, you're right. But here where it is not, Mapis Mursa is not a case of Pikuach Nefesh. No, so in such an instance, how can you argue that these cases are mutter? And what's the difficulty? Tosfos comments through Maskel Tzad Nachash. If you look in the Sugyan Shabbos, Daf Membeis, Shmuel holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Malacha Shina Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. So Rabbi Nutam answers that you're right, that L'divrei Rab Shimon Ka'amar. Shmuel is not telling you what he thinks is true. According to Shmuel Shita, you'll be Chayiv in such cases. But Pater is not a reasonable position. That's Shmuel's Har. If you hold your Chayiv, you're Chayiv. But you shouldn't hold Pater. Because if you hold Pater, because Malach Shem Tzrichel Guf is Pater like Rabbi Shimon, then you should not shit down to Mutter. Because this is then an Issa D'Rabban of a Malkom Tzar. So therefore, whoever says Pater, there's a difficulty. I don't hold Pater, I hold Chayiv Midaraisa. But if you're going to say that's not true, Malach Shem Tzrichel Guf is Pater, here it must mean Pater Mutter. But in Achinami, that Shmuel does not subscribe to the sheet. Of course, right, somewhat difficult in the sense is the Gemara does often raise such a kasha, and the Gemara will often give such a teretz that in Achinami, l'diti u'kamerli. L'didi, if you were to ask me, I would say this. But aliba, the shitas acherim, in such an instance, this is the halacha. The Gemara doesn't somehow spell out that this is an az with the sheet of Shmuel. And as he pointed out, that this possibility of Reina Tam cannot work according to the Rambam Shita. Because the Rambam and Aleph Zayin Paskins Lakshin and Tzrichel Gufa is chayiv, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but yet the Rambam quotes these cases. Later in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perigyot Halachi Yud Zayin, and Perigyot Halacha Chafei, the Rambam quotes the case of Tzidas Nachash and Mapis Morsa as Mutter. So how can you jump from chayiv to Mutter? That's the difficulty. One possibility is the following issue. These cases, Tzidas Nachash, Mapis Morsa, Avos or Tolbos. Perhaps one could suggest that they're only Tolbos. Mapis Morsa, a person lances a boil, Lahotzi Lecha. What is the problem? Asiyas HaPesach. Right, he's making an aperture, making an opening. Like if you build a home, bone, makav patish. This is the av malacha. A bone or makav patish. Mapis mursa. This is the av malacha. This is how it was found in the Mishnah. Mapis mursa. Certainly not. Even the case of tzidas nachash was seder found in Mishkan. Of course, one of the amatas malachos. Tzidas nachash. We saw yesterday, for example, the Rashi and the Ayin Gimel Beis. Ktziras Eitzim is only a tolda. Of course, Kotzer was found in the Mishkan in Bishul Samamanim. But Rashi says Ktziras Eitzim, a different Chevtza, that is considered ready to be a tolda. If that's the case, good. Tzedas Nav Malacha, Tzidas Nachash, maybe that is only considered to be a tolda. Of course, you're Chayiv Midaraisa, but nonetheless, it's a tolda. If one is willing to grant this chiddush, again, not explicit in the Rambam, that Mapis Mursa and Tzidas Nachash are only toldos, but very mistaber, neither one is found in Mishkan, Mapis Mursa and Tzidas Nachash, if one should assume that these cases are toldos, interesting chiddush. If you couple this with that understanding of Aran, that a toldos shino tzrich legufa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only an Isser Derabanan, because how can it be a din d'oraisa? It doesn't link at all to Mishkan, not in terms of purpose, nor in terms of right its description. It's tzuras hamalacha. It's leches machsheves. He told us in a tzrich legufa is mutter min hatorah. In which case, one understands the jump. This is a leaf v'kuli alma. Even according to the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we're dealing with a toldos shino tzrich legufa, which is only yisud rabbanan b'makom tzar mutter lechatchila. Perhaps that, in fact, is the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. And you don't have to assume it's Tosfos at all. That this is only Aliba de Acherim, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, and not Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shechter and Eretz HaTzvi and Simen Vav just quotes the Marmakomos and Achronim. A, for this distinction, and B, for this possible application within the Rambam Shita, that perhaps the Rambam is of the opinion that again a tolda shino tzrich legufa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't put al aser, as he pointed out, very mistaber. And therefore one can now argue makom tzar, magazer be'arbana, and therefore one can in fact assume it is mutter l'chadchilim. That means according to the Rambam that we have a beautiful distinction, right? Lach shino tzrich legufa is chayiv when it comes to an av, not when it comes to a tolda. The question is, how relevant Is this beautiful chiddush lahalacha? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, beautiful. Now, what is chayiv in an av is only potter in a toldum? That's very critical. But what if you hold like Rabbi Shimon? What if you hold that a malach shenis tzarich legufa is potter? Even for an av malach it's potter. And a malach shenis tzarich legufa tolda, it was also potter. After all, tzidus nachash mapis mursa. If it wasn't for that concern of tsar, that would also be potter. So potter and potter. Malach shenis tzarich legufa av potter. Malach shenis tzarich legufa v'tolda also potter. Does this chiddush, this difference in av and etolda regarding malach shenis tzarich legufa, does this have any relevance according to Rabbi Shema, or does it have any relevance lahalacha, given the fact that we pass like Rabbi Shema? You know, if you start with nisa d'araisa, then you can argue you notched it down to nisa d'rabanan. If you're only beginning with nisa d'rabanan, so is there room to maneuver somehow to maintain that there is a distinction between an av malach shenis tzarich legufa and a toldo shenis tzarich legufa, given the fact that both are only forbidden d'rabanan? Because as we mentioned, it's very mistaber that there should be some difference between that which was found in the Mishkan, albeit you're doing for a different purpose, as opposed to engaging in some activity or practice that was not found in the Mishkan at all, and not being done for the purpose as even the broader category was found in the Mishkan. Good. So this is what Rav Schechter develops at length in Eretz HaTzvi and Siman Vav, that there are more than just simply two categories of Yisurei Shabbos. Obviously, we have to distinguish between Yisurei Daraisa, Yisurei Drabanan, a Malacha Daraisa, as opposed to that which is only forbidden Drabanan. Obviously, that's true. But even within Yisurei Drabanan, there are different gradations as well. Where is this evident? Let's start with the family. If a person, Rachman Litzlan, is in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, Echol Hashem, Yesh Bo Sakana, Safek Pikuach Nefesh, of course, is Dofa Shabbos. What happens if you're dealing simply with Echol Hashem Bo Sakana? Echol Hashem Bo Sakana. So the Gemara tells us that many Isurei Drabanan are lifted B'makom Echol Hashem Bo Sakana. The Gemara tells us in Erev, in Adav Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, Matipin Mirak L'chola B'Shabbos. Matipin Mirak means Hashmas Kol, making a certain constant banging sound. That is Mutter B'makom Chola She'en Bo Sakana. Even though normally speaking Hashmas Kol is forbidden Midrabanan, any type of playing of any type instrument is forbidden on Shabbos Midrabanan. Nonetheless, the Gemara is explicit in Daf Kuf Dalet that Hashmas Kol is allowed b'makom chola she'ein bo sakana. The Gemara will tell us later in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chav Tes and Aleph that Amir Lenachri is mutter b'makom chola she'ein bo sakana. A fundamental machlokas has shown him, what about Amir Lenachri? Right? But Tzorech Mitzvah. But Tzorech Chola? Explicit in the Gemara. Amir Lenachri is butter b'makom chola, even if it's a chola she'in bo sakana. The sugya nach kuf chavtes. Amir Lenachri, of course, is an isur d'rabanan, a further indicator from the Gemara that b'makom chola she'in bo sakana, the isurei d'rabanan do not apply. Simen shem chaches in Shulchan Aruch, refu is mutter b'chola she'in bo sakana. Even though on Shabbos there's a Zeras Refuah, a Zera Dvona Mishum Tochein, Shchita Samemanim, no, but nonetheless, B'makom Chola Shein Bo Sakana, Refuah is allowed. If it's a Mechosh, then there's a Zera Drabanan of Refuah. But medicine is allowed, B'makom Chola, Chola Shein Bo Sakana. The Magen Avraham writes that very same simon in Shin Chav Ches and Sivkot and Tezvav, Muktza is mutter b'makom chola she'en bo sakana. Those are examples where these forms of Yisurim are lifted b'makom chola she'en bo sakana. What is the tzad ha'shava shebehem? Hashmas kol, amir lenachri, refua mukta, all Yisurei d'rabanan. Obviously, to allow that which is forbidden midaraisa, you must have a greater tzorech than simply chola she'en bo sakana. The difficulty is the following. Perhaps you already saw this Tosus in the Fahimim of Bayes, right? The Tosus to Masechta Mefarek. Tosus there deals at length with Rashi Shita. Cholev, a person will milk a cow on Shabbos. What is the Isser? What is the Isser of Cholev B'Shabbos? So Tosus quotes Rashi Shita that you're Chayiv Mishum Dosh. Cholev also is a form of Disha. As we discussed even in yesterday's shir, the dosh means that one will sever, separate an ocho from solas, extract a liquid from a solid. Rashi Shita is that's what you're doing when it comes to milking a cow, extracting the milk from the gufa behema. Therefore, that's a form of disha. Tosus is bothered by the following. Is that so simple that midaraisa cholev should be chayiv mishum dash? What's the problem? And the next now, daf ayin heimad aleph. The Gemara has the following machlokes: hatzad chilazon vahapotze. A person catches the chilazon, squeezes the chilazon in order to extract the dye for the purpose of tchilas. How many malachos did that person violate? So the Chachamim rub the opinion that Eino Chayiv Ela Achas. You only chayiv once. Seida. That's Tzatzvi. Seida. Seida Schilozo. So you're chayiv once. Rav Yudah says you're chayiv shtayim. For catching the Chilozo, you're chayiv Mishum Seida. Good. But Bahapotso. When you squeeze it in order to extract its dye, you're chayiv Mishum Dosh. That Gemara is going to be very important for the issue of Sikresh Lenechli as well. Because aren't you killing the Chilazon? Right? In the process. The Gemara is going to tell us that no, you don't want to kill the Chilazon. Because the dye is considered to be finer, purer, if the Chilazon remains alive. And therefore, that certainly is something which is Lenechli. That's the Rashi that says Lenechli means Lenechli Mamish. It's something that you do not want. Right? That doesn't sound like that Rashi we discussed yesterday, Davko Gimel, that lo nechle is lo ichpas leh, something you don't benefit from. That's Rabbi Kiveger's Ha'ara. How do you define the psikresh of the lo nechle? Lo nechle, mamish or even lo ichpas leh. Take a look at the Rashi's and those two sugyas, called Gimel, that's the sugya with the Arach of Dover Shein and Miskav, psikresh lo nechle, as opposed to that Rashi and Dafayin Hei. So the Gemara says that, look, Rabbi Yudah says you're chayiv twice. Seida also disha. Why do the Chum disagree with that? The Chum say, what do you mean? Ein disha elo begdulei karka. Dosh only applies to gdulei karka. And a chilazon is not called gdulei karka. That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Yudah is willing to assume that disha applies even to that which is not gdulei karka. And the Chum of the opinion that ein disha elo begdulei karka. Bear this principle in mind when we go through the Malachos. We're going to ask ourselves the following. First, what is the definition of Gdulei Karka? And a critically important question regarding which Malachos, is this a relevant factor? The Gemara spells it out here when it comes to Disha. Is this true when it comes to other Malachos? When it comes to Tochim, for example, when it comes to Lush, are these critical factors, whether it is Gdulei Karka or whether it is not? But the Gemara spells this out here in the Sukkot of Ayin Hei that Ein Disha Ela B'Gdulei Karka. Tosus makes the following assumption. Is there a difference between a Chilazon as opposed to a Behemoth? Tosus says no. Interesting Chiddush, that's what Tosus says no. If a Chilazon is not Gdulei Karka, the Behemoth also is not going to be Gdulei Karka. An animal doesn't grow from the ground. Just the Chilazon doesn't grow out of the ground. And therefore, just as Ein Disha El Gdulei Karka, the same thing is true when it comes to a cow. A cow is not considered Gdulei Karka. Maybe one could distinguish. Maybe one could argue that the cow lives on the ground, it eats off of the ground. Maybe that is called Gdulei Karka. It doesn't sprout from the ground. But maybe it's sufficient to be called Gdulei Karka. If something lives on the ground and eats off of the ground, maybe that's called Gdulei Karka. Unlike the Chilazon, but Tosafim's no. The Chilazon is not Gdulei Karka. right? This behemoth, this cow, is not bli karka as well. And therefore, Tosus maintains that if you're going to tell me chole v'schay mishum disha, that will not be nisadaraisa, because ein disha el bli karka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes, but not according to the Chacham. That's what Tosus spells out, right? And daf ayin gimel beis the Rasa Macharik. Chole v'zosam mishum dash. But according to the Chachamim, in disha el v'lekarka, you're only going to deal with nisid rabbanon. Okay, so maybe that's true. So maybe it's only nisid rabbanon. What's the problem with that? Now Tosus begins. The problem is the following. Tosus refers you to the Gemara Ksuvas and Av Samach. That's the problem. The Gemara says if you have a person who is a chola, a goneach, a person who's ailing, a person is suffering, and it's necessary for him to have this milk, and you don't have milk readily available. So the Gemara says the following chiddush: Yonek cholav b'Shabbos. He can use the milk, but he has to be yonek. He has to suck it out directly. You can't go ahead and milk it into a kli and then use it. He must suck directly. Yonek cholav b'Shabbos. What does that mean? Kila acharya. The Gemara says that if you have a person who is a chola, and it's necessary that he accesses that milk, so he can't do it kedarko, do it kila acharya. Do it kila acharya. Now Tosus builds his kasha. If cholib is forbidden midaraisa, for a case of a chola she'ein bo sakana, we're not being matur nisa daraisa, so you have to come on to kila acharya. Clear shinui. Yonik. But if you're going to tell me that cholev is chay mishum disha and ein disha el glei karka and a behema is not glei karka, again, you have to put all these assumptions together. So belachach yitz nisid rabbanon. That's Tosus's kash against Rashi. So why does the Gemara say b'makom cholev? Klachar yad is needed. Even without klachar yad, belachachi. This is only nisid rabbanon. So maybe you'll tell me a chiddush that b'makom chola you need two drabanans. You need one drabanan on top of another drabanan. It's not enough to be matir iser drabanan b'makom chola. You have to have a drabanan within a drabanan, and therefore both are necessary. Disha shelo b'dei karka together with kalachar yad. Tosus says that's not true. You don't require two tiers of Darabanan, like all those cases you mentioned. The Gemara Erev and Adav Kuf Dalet, the Gemara Shabbat Kuf Kuf Tes, in the case of Refuah B'Shabbos, the case of Muktzah B'Shabbos, but Makom Cholosh Shein Bo Sakana Matir Yisrei Darabanan. That's Tosus' Sarachim. Interestingly, we do assume Shulchan Aruch, right, from Simin Shin Zayin. And Sifhei, that at times you do require two Darabanans. What is this called? Shvus Teshvus. Shvus Teshvus B'makom Chola. One Darabanan is not enough, you require a Shvus Teshvus. It's a classic case of a Shvus Teshvus. Disha Shalob Glekarka Kelachar Yad. But you know what the problem now is? When do you require a Shvus Teshvus and when do you not? When do you argue that one drabanan is sufficient? When do you argue that a shvus to shvus is necessary? That's the difficulty. So this is what Rav Schefter develops at length in Simen Vav, that not all isurei drabanan are equal. Some isurei drabanan, you're right, a single isur drabanan will be lifted from makom chola. And regarding others, that's not true, and you require a shvus to shvus. That's what you see just simply from the Makaros, the Tosus. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And of course, the difficulty is the hagdan. When yes, and when no. When do we assume that good makom shvus to gezer rabbanan, but makom chola? When do you assume no shvus to shvus, and makom chola? So this is the critical distinction. This will be relevant for many of the sugyas that we'll see. There are different types of Yisurei Drabanan. there is that which is a gzeirat rabbanon, but then there is something which is a malacha drabbanon. A malacha drabbanon. And these are quite different. A malacha drabbanon versus a gzeirat drabbanon. A gzeirat drabbanon means the following. The act which you are doing does not have the status of a malach at all. Not midaraisa, not midrabanan. The entire reason for this, sir, is simply shemayava. It's not that what you have done is a malach derabanan. It's hard to speak in terms of malachos derabanan and deal with the gzera. Let's say, for example, right? The gzera derabanan. One is not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos because what is the concern? In riding a horse, a person may break off a branch to hit the animal, kotsim. So could one argue riding a horse is ksira drabanan? Kotsim midaraisa is A and kotsim midrabanan is B. How do you say such a thing? That's the gnir of Dafkuf Dalet. Hashmaskal is forbidden because of shemi yisakin klishir. Good? So you're playing an instrument. It may break, you may fix that kli. So therefore, achams and hashmas kol is forbidden. So what are you going to argue? That hashmas kol is tikkun kli drabana? That's really true. A person takes a pill on Shabbos. Shalobo makam atzarech. That's tochin drabana. That's an act of tchina. Of course not. These are gzeros. It is not asr because b'cheftza, that is considered to be a malacha d'rabban at all. It's not a malacha. But look, the chama have a right of siyag l'torah to simply shemiyava, where concern it will lead to an isr malacha. Those are gzeros d'rabban. That is quite different from a case, for example, of disha Shalob b'gdulei karka. According to Rabbi Yudam, Amishur Chayv Midaraisa, according to Chamim, you're not. Is that just simply a gzeira d'rabbanan? We're afraid that the disha shalob b'gdulei karka will lead to disha b'gdulei karka? Maybe. Maybe there's an element of shemiyavo, but it's much more than that, no? Here, the Chachamim label that midrabbanan, this is a malacha abdash. This is disha drabanan. Disha is extraction of a liquid from a solid. Squeezing out, right, the juice from a grape. And what about squeezing, right, the dye from the chilazon? Good, on technical grounds you're exempt. Ein disha b'lekarka, but in terms of tsura samalacha, maisa samalacha, it is an act of disha. That is not just simply a zera of shemiyavu. That is a malacha. There's a world of difference between Hashmas Kol, Shemi Yisak and Klishu, which is a Gzeret Rabbanah, as opposed to Disha Shalom De Karka, which is a Malacha of Dash, De Rabbanah. There should be nafkaminas between cases of Gzeros as opposed to Malacha. Perhaps even the nafkaminas can flip either way. I'll give you an example. When it comes to Meleches Shabbos, what does the pasuk say? Lo sasacho malacha. Malacha on Shabbos requires asiya. There's no such thing as a malacha which is b'shev al taseh. Malacha requires asiya b'kum v'asei. Whose chiddush is this? This is what Rashi writes in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi says you're only going to be chayiv on Shabbos Elim Kain Asa Malacha B'Davar Sheyesh B'Maisa. Well, Sasacha Malacha, Asi is necessary. It's not because, don't confuse it with Malchus. Malchus requires Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Nisa doesn't require Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa necessarily. pasuk says, "Lo sasach alacha, see is necessary." What about gzeros? Gzeros do not require ma'aser at all. No? Because after all, a gzera is not usher because what you have done. A gzera is usher because of what you may do. Setting up a situation where the chamor concerned with shemiyava, that's the basis of a gzera d'rabanan. The fact that you'll turn around and tell me you didn't do anything, that's not that relevant for gzeros. For example, the gzera of shehiyah. One cannot before Shabbos take a partially cooked dish and put it on the fire. What did the person do on Shabbos? Absolutely nothing. But yet Shabbos kicks in, the person now violates the gzeirah d'rabbanan of Shehiyah. The person will turn to me and say, "I did nothing at all." You know what the answer is? True. But the gzeirah is shemiyachate b'gecholim. Setting up a situation that could lead to a malacha. That's usher. Irrespective of whether you did anything on Shabbos, whether you did nothing on Shabbos. Rav Slavinchik once commented that this he thought was the emes eteretz to the kasha of the Nimukei Yosef. You know the Nimukei Yosef of Akaman, the Fyurim and Aleph, Medap Yarif. Very unusual kasha, very unusual teretz. The Gemara there is discussing Eish. A person sets a fire and the fire does damage. Kiseitze Eish. The Torah says Yerchayim. Machlokas or Yochan Mishlokish, whether Eisha Mishim Chitzav, Eisha Mishim Amona. Why are you chayev for Eish? Are you chayev for Eish because it was your arrow, it was your bullet? You shoot a bullet. You're the rotzeach. The Eish is just a tool in your hand. So Eisha Mishim Chitzav. Or do you say, no, that's not true? I open up a pen, my animal runs out and does damage? That's not Adam Amazik. That's Mamon Amazik. Eish is chayev Mishim Mamon. There should be worlds of difference whether Eish Mishim Chitzav, Eish Mishim Mamon. Now, Pashim Shad is the following. If that Eish, Rahman al-Sam kills someone, are you a Rotzeach or not? No? That's a Rov Rishonim assumed, the primary Nafkamina. Right? The arsonist, according to Yochan, is a Rotzeach. The Eish is simply the tool, the weapon. According to Eish Lakish, that's not true. Mukhi Yosef asks an unbelievable question. And Baba Kama, the Fira Malaf and Dap, Yarif, if Eish Mishim Chitzav, and that means that whatever follows is as though it is being perpetuated by the one who sets the fire. The fire continues and burns. It's as though that you're throwing the punch. Mukhi Yosef writes, if that's true, how are you allowed to bench lift before Shabbos? Eich madliki neros erev Shabbos. That's Mukhi Yosef's kasha. Unbelievable kasha, no? The fire continues to burn. If that's called Maisa Adam, and if the fire destroys, you are the Mazik, you're the Rotzeach, then that should be Chilul Shabbos Daraisa. Then the halacha should require that everything must be extinguished before Shabbos. That's Mukhi Yosef's kasha. Unbelievable. Mukhi Yosef Teretz also is unbelievable. Mukhi Yosef writes, Al-Karchach, you have to assume that from the Shas Hadlaka, Nasa Hakol. That's his teretz. Unbelievable. But also Shon Nasa Hakol. If you set a fire, whatever eventually will happen, it's as though it occurred from the moment of the Hadlaka. And therefore it's not Chilul Shabbos because everything that subsequently occurs, it's as though it happened from the moment of the Hadlaka, which is Bechol. Very great Chiddush. Mukhi Yosef writes number of Nafkamina. A person who goes in and sets a fire, and before the fire damages and destroys, he dies. No. He's still chayiv. That person is still chayiv, and there's a complete shibud nechasim. It's as though that there was a chiyuv b'taras mazik while he was still alive, even though nothing was yet destroyed. It doesn't matter. Right? Everything is measured up it in from the shas hadlaka. And therefore, whatever will be destroyed in the course of the burning, it's as though that it is Adam Hamazik, while obviously he was still alive, with a full sheep with Nechasim, you'll be Govim and Yershim. That's Mukhi Yosef's great Kasha in terms. As the Mishnah pointed out, he didn't feel the whole Kasha was a Kasha at all, because of this concern of Sheva Altas and Kumbes A. In gzeros, you can be chayiv for setting a process in motion. Because a gzera is not usher because of what you did, it's usher because of shemi yavo. That's why you can have a gzera shehiya. But that cannot be true of a malacha. You're not going to be chayiv for maleches Shabbos for something which you did b'chol. Sitting back, b'shev al tas, and doing nothing on Shabbos can be a gzeira d'rabbanan, but it will not be a malacha d'rabbanan. That's a very important chiddush. As the Chibas Rabbi Kiveger in Simin Kuf Mem Tes, Rabbi Kiveger discusses the following. We know there's a gzeira d'rabbanan of doing business on Shabbos. Mekach u'memkar. You're not allowed to buy, you're not allowed to sell. Why is buying and selling aser? The prime reason the Gemara says a gzeira d'rabbanan atuksiva. It's very normal. Of course, buying and selling, they go marked down. I bought, I sold. We're afraid that kinyanim will lend themselves to ksiva. But the Kveger raised the following issue. Very nogei l'halacha. What if the maisa kinyan is done before Shabbos, before Yantin? But the chalos is on Shabbos and Yantin. The maisa kinyan was before. But the chalos is on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Is that also asur or is that not? After all, there's such things as kinyanim l'achar zman. The ma'aseh kinyan is done b'chol, but the kinyan is chal on Shabbos. Is that mutter or is that asur? You know, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we always have a big problem, no? The mechiras chametz is done on Friday, and you have to go ahead and eat chametz for your Suda Shabbos, so that chametz was not sold to the guy. And what happens if you have some leftovers? So now you have to engage in biur. How do you do that on Shabbos? Because it wasn't covered by the mechira. I'll tell you a great answer. Let the ma'aseh kinyan be done on Friday. Lachar zman. Right? Everything is done on Friday with one provision. The kinyan should take effect Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock. So therefore, whatever leftovers you have will now be sold to the guy. There are two problems with it. Problem number one is the following. Not every kinyan survives time. Sometimes we apply the principle of kol sakinyanim. Some kinyanim can be made l'achar zman, some kinyanim cannot be made l'achar zman. When we do the mechir, we want to make sure the kinyan is fully chal. We do many, many different kinyanim. Not every kinyan can survive time. That's one issue. But another issue, is that mutter? Can you put a situation in motion where the chalos ha-kinyan, not the maisa kinyan, the chalos ha-kinyan is on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? That's the Chivas Rabbi Kiveger in Kuf Nun Tes. You'll tell me, well, of course. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. You're in shul all day. The answer is no, you deal with a gzeira d'rabbanon, a gzeira atu ksiva, shem yavo. Shem yavo does not require anything be done on Shabbos. Just creating a situation, even b'chol, like shehiya, is considered to be forbidden. A malacha, Rashi writes, requires a seed, but not a gzeira d'rabbanon. Not a gzeira d'rabbanon. So let me ask you the following question. Malach HaShinah Tzrich L'Gufa. According to Rabbi Yudah, this is Chayiv Midaraisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, Malach HaShinah Tzrich L'Gufa is an Isser D'Rabbana. So now that we've formulated different layers of Isseri D'Rabbana, Zeros D'Rabbana, Malachos D'Rabbana, let me ask you something. What is a Malach HaShinah Tzrich L'Gufa? Is this a Gzera? Or is this a malacha? You're doing that act that was found in a Mishkan but for a different purpose. Or Rashi Shita, for example, not that which is wholly constructive. A malacha shlilis. It's only tikkun min hatzad. Is that a malacha d'rabbana? Like disha shalub v'karka? Is that a gzeira d'rabbana? Like hashmaskam? According to this approach, the Gemara, again, is not going to speak in abstract. You're not going to find a Gemara that's going to tell you Amlach Shein Tzrich Leguf is a Malacha Derabanan or Amlach Shein Tzrich is a Gzeira Derabanan. You're going to have to look for a case where in Lundus you can determine is going to shed light on this issue. So according to this construct, what would the case be? What would the halacha be according to Rabbi Shimon of Malacha Shein Tzrich Leguf of a Makom Chol Shein Bo Salkana? Would that be mutter? Would that be aser? If it's mutter, that would seem that the Gemara is equating that with all those other cases I mentioned, with the Gzeras Rufu, with Amir Lanachri, with Hashmas Kol, the Sugir, Daf Kuf Dalet, a Gzera. If you're going to tell me no, the Gemara tells us that Malach Shein Tzrich Leguf has Asur Makom Chola. No, that's like the Sugin Ksuvus and Daf Samach. The Disha Derabanan remains Asur. And you have to come on to a shvus to shvus, disha shloba de karka, together with klachriyav. So at least we know what we're looking for. Now, what is the halacha of malacha shein tzrich leguf and malacha mchol? What's the answer? Right, a stira between two gemaras. This is the Meiri's kasha. The Meiri raises this issue. What is the halacha of malacha shein tzrich leguf and malacha mchol shein basakana? The Miri, Chavtes and Leveis and Shabbos, writes the following. The Gemara is explicit that Malacha Shein Tzrich Leguf is forbidden, B'malkam Chol Shein Bo Sakana. Osir Lechabal Ses Haner. The light is burning. You want to extinguish the light. Kechos Al Haner. Extinguishing the light is a Malacha Shein Tzrich Leguf. Rashi, Lechesiluk. Tosos in the Mishkan, they would engage in kibui for the purpose of pchamim. Here you're just doing it because you desire the absence of light. Nonetheless, Israel is not allowed to turn off a light. Is asur makom chol shein bo sakana. What's the difficulty? It's against the Gemara you just saw. No? That one line of Shmuel and of Gimel and Aleph, but the Sukkah is enough Kuf Zayin and Beis? Mapis Mursa. Mapis Mursa is a Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa? That's a Pesach. That was the Pesach in the Mishkan. Lancing a boil in order to get out its pus. Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa. And even though normally speaking, Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa is Hutter? So here Shmuel says, no, here it means mutter, because this is Malakam Tzar. And Malakam Tzar lo gozer v'rabanan. Mapis Mur says, mutter l'chachila, and kibui remains aser. That's the Miri's kasha. Both of these cases are a malacha, shenot tzrich leguf, and malakam chol, shenbo sakana. The Miri gives three different terutzim. Take a look. Three different terutzim. Each one is a chiddush lalacha. We do the sugyas. We'll have to assess each one. The first teretz the Meir gives is the following. In the case of kibui, efshel lekayim shneihen. One of the differences between putra versus dechuya is, do you have to look for a way out? We've discussed this many times now. The Gemara Yuman Daf Vav, Sanhedrin Daf Yabez. If something is only dechuya, that's not your first tier. Push comes to shove, we'll talk about it. But the first thing you're going to be asked to do is see if there's another way out. The Meir writes the following chiddush: Chol she'ein bo sakana for yisuri drabanan is only dechuya. And therefore, the first thing we're going to ask you is there another option? The Meir writes the following chiddush: In Mapis Mursa, there's no other option. Lancing the boil is what's going to do it. Kibui, the Meir writes, Efshar Lifrosadin. You can darken the room in other ways. It's not essential to do that. That's what the Meir writes. In principle, we would argue that the Malach Shein Tzrich Leguf is Mutar Makom Chola, but only B'Toras Dechuya, only if it's Efshar Lekayim Shneihen. There are other ways of darkening the room than simply turning off the light. And in Afinami, according to the first Teretz of the Meir, if there was another option, one could envision kibui, the tzarech, That's the first teretz of the Miri. The second teretz of the Miri is the following chiddush. That which you are doing, is that really called refuah or is it not? Mapis mursa will heal the boil. Therefore, that's justified. Kibui is not the refuah. The fact that it is dark will contribute perhaps, but indirectly, no? It's dark, he'll be able to rest more easily, the chol rest more easily, right? He will be able to increase his strength, but you can't compare that indirect form of refuah with mapis mursa. So that which is an etzem refuah, inherently a direct form of refuah, that will allow the tzorech chol hashem b'sakana. But that which, right, is at best a grama, that remains unsaid. That's the second teretz of the Miri, also fascinating. And the third teretz of the Miri, which is similar, is Suffolk versus Vadai. In Mapis Mursa, that will definitively result in refuah. In Kibui Haner, the most it is a Suffolk. We're not going to allow you to violate Nisa Rabbanon for potential refuah. You need absolute refuah. The second teretz is you gear that in terms of not percentages, Suffolk and Vadai. You gear it in terms of whether it's direct or whether it's indirect. Lancing a boil will heal the boil. Turning off the light is too indirect. The third teretz of the Miri, which is quite similar, is not just simply a question of Suffolk versus Vadai. Those are the Miri's three teretz to this kasha. Okay, so you see where we're headed. Yeah. So Shetter points out the following thing. We'll take a look and see about the merits that's made. Are we dealing with avos or are we dealing with todos? That's the critical question. Mechabe is an av malacha. It's one of the longest malachas, mechabe. This is an av malacha. As we discussed at the beginning of the shir, mapis mursa. That's only a toldo. Mapis mursa is a toldo. So you ready for the punchline? According to Rabbi Shimon, Malach Hashina Tzrich Lagufa Ben Av is an Isur Drabana. Malach Hashina Tzrich Lagufa Tolda is an Isur Drabana. But in terms of our distinction, Malach Drabana versus Gzeira Drabana, what would you say? That's the finish. A Malach Hashina Tzrich Lagufa Ben Av Malacha, that is a Malach Drabana. You are doing that which was exactly found in the Mishkan. It's true that Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter, because more than that is necessary. Meleches Machsheves means it's not enough to do that which was done in the Mishkan, but you have to do it, right? As Targum writes, Meleches Umnos, you have to do it. That's like the Reef, for the same purpose as the Mishkan. But doing that which was done in the Mishkan, for a different purpose, that's a malacha drabanan. That's like disha shlom lekarka. The act itself is a malacha dash. This is an act of kibui. Mapis mursa is only a tolda. A tolda she'eno tzrich legufa is not linked at all to the av malacha. It wasn't found in the Mishkan. It's not being done for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. By what right do you have to assume that this is forbidden? And in fact, that great chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Hashina Tzrich Legufa, which is an Issa D'Oraisa, doesn't apply to Tolda. That can only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. There's no linkage whatsoever. How can it be an Issa D'Rabbanan if there's no linkage? Well, you know what the answer is? Zeros don't require that form of linkage. No? Hashmas Kol is what? A malacha d'rabanan. Refuah is a malacha d'rabanan. That's a tolda. Shinotzrich l'gufa is only a zeir d'rabanan. That's also because of Shemayah. And av shenatzrich l'guf, according to Rabbi Shimon, is a malach d'rabbanan. A gzer shenatzrich l'guf is only a tolda. And that's beautiful then. That's exactly the resolution to the sugyas. Gzeros are lifted b'makom choleshim b'sakana. That's mapis mursa. Mutter l'chafila. Kibui is an av shenatzrich l'gufa. That's a malach d'rabbanan. That requires a shus d'shus. That will remain aser. Even without the distinction of the miri in terms of the likelihood or the quality of the refuah, perhaps the factor which is critically important is to what extent it's considered to be an av, to what extent is it considered to be a tolden. There's a fascinating Shivas Ravi Kaveger, it's found in Simen Chav Ches, that makes this distinction as well between a gzera d'rabbanan and a malacha d'rabbanan in a very different context. The Gemara daf yir aleph mad aleph, Mishnah, the Gemara daf yir aleph mad beis. A focus between a bayin rav. The Mishnah tells us the following chiddush: Lo yitzei chayit amachta. A tailor is not allowed to go out on Erev Shabbos, right, with his needle, because we're afraid that, you know what, it's going to lead to hotza, right? Or the Gemara gives us another case. Lo yamid adam b'shus ha-yachid, v'yishtah b'shus ha-rabid. A person shouldn't stand in b'shus ha-yachid, and he'll bend over and he'll drink in b'shus ha-rabid. You know, he's in a precarious state, no? After all, he's bending over, but if he's going to lean back, now he is going to transport that water from one rishus to another. So that's exactly what the Mishnah tells us, right? Erev Nedav Pei, the Gemara quotes us the Yidalef Med Aleph, Lo yamod adam rishus ha-yachid, v'yishtei rishus ha-rab. Or the opposite, rishus ha-rab, v'yishtei rishus ha-yachid. Good. These are all gzeros d'rabbanan. Lo yishtei, we're afraid it could lead to hotza. Lo yetzei chai d'machta, we're afraid it's going to lead to hotza. The Gemara raised the following issue at the top of Daf Yud Aleph Mabei, Zibay Lahu. Karmelisma. But these things apply in a karmelis. Like if you're dealing with a real Rishus HaRabim, real Rishus HaYach, I understand. It can lead to Hotsa. But if you're dealing with a karmelis where the only Yisr is going to be the Rabbanan, good, so you're going to lean back. So it's only just the Rabbanan. So is there a Gzeira up to Hotsa in a karmelis? Or is that not true? What's the issue? So Abaye says, of course there is. Abaye says, hee. Abaye says, it's usur. And Rava says the following chiddush. What Rava says sounds good, but further analysis sounds very difficult. Rava says, what do you mean? He gufa gzera? Vana nekom v'nigzer gzera the gzera? Rava says, that's a gzera the gzera. To say lo yetzei, and then karmelis. To say lo yamad b'shus ha-yach yishrus ha-rabim, that applies even in a karmelis. It's not a gzera l'gzera. And the chamer not allowed to make a gzera l'gzera. And therefore it's mutter. And of course we assume like Rava that this would be called a gzera l'gzera. You know what the difficulty is? This is what Rabbi Kveger discussed in the Simen Chav Ches. Is this really called a gzera l'gzera? Is this really a gzera l'gzera? What about Abaye? Abaye denies a gzera l'gzera. How does Abaye say he that it's usher? So Rabbi Kveger makes the following very reasonable distinction between something which is called a gzera l'gzera as opposed to trei d'rabbanan. Trei d'rabbanan. Gzera l'gzera very simply means the following. A is forbidden because it will lead to B. And B is forbidden because it will lead to C. So if A is only nisa d'rabbanan and B is only nisa d'rabbanan, you cannot say A will lead to B and B will lead to C, which is nisa d'araisa. That's too far removed. That's gzera l'gzera. Is that the case here? Isn't there something called trei d'rabbanan? Let me give you the following example. Meat and milk is forbidden in Hatar. Good. Bisar behem b'chalav. Good. What about bisar of b'chalav, chicken and milk? It's an issur d'rabban. Good. Okay. Zera d'rabbanan. Good. Basar b'chalav mi daraisa. It's basar b'chalav. They're official. Meat that was cooked together with milk. What about basar together with chalav? Meat and milk? You'll have a piece of meat, and you'll put a piece of cheese on top, and you'll eat that sandwich? No? That's not derech bishul? Nothing was cooked? That's a misa derabanan. Mr. Eichuk once joked that he saw someone showed him a smicha in Eretz Yisrael. And it said that he was proficient in the halachos of, instead of basar bichalav with the bays, it said basar vichalav with the vav. So the basic ones commented that means that he was proficient in the Yisuri Drabanan as well, not just the Din Daraisa. The Din Daraisa is basar bichalav, bliya, derech bishul, meat and milk, right? That's the gedder of the Yisuri Drabanan of basar bichalav. That's the Drabanan. Let me ask you, are you allowed to have a chicken and cheese sandwich? Is that a gzera the gzera? Bisar of is only Drabanan, up to Basar behema. Basar vichalav is nisid rabbanan asa basar vichalav. Good. Is that called a gzera the gzera? What's the answer? That's not a gzera the gzera at all. These are two independent gzeras drabanan that happen to coincide. Gzera the gzera means A is asa because of B, B is asa because of C. The gzera drabanan is the following, that you're not allowed to have chicken and milk because that can lead to meat and milk basa b'chalav. That's one gzera. A second gzera is the following, that you're not allowed to have meat and milk, a gzera atu basar b'chalav derech bishul. You're right. In order to forbid your chicken and cheese sandwich, you have to come on to two gzeras, the gzera of oaf and the gzera of basar b'chalav. That's not called a gzera the gzera. Very often you have that. A circumstance that involves two different gzeras drabanan. But each gzera drabanan was instituted because shema yavalidi daraisa. Basar vichalav can come to basar vichalav, bisar of can lead to basar behema. That's not called, Rabbi Kvega writes, a gzera the gzera. Gzera gzera means the motivation of chamin forbidding A is because we're afraid A will lead to an issur drabanan. That's not the concern here. No? Very mistaber. A gzera as opposed to a trade rabbanon? Now it's difficult. These two cases, the gzeros drabbanon of Hotzah, the Gemara says, are they forbidden in a Carmelis? So Rabbi says, of course they are. That's not called a gzera the gzera. That's like the Sarov case, no? There's certain situations that can lead to Hotzah. You're going to stand in one rishus, you're going to drink another rishus, and if you lean back, that's going to be a case of hotzah. That's aser. And then there's a separate gzera d'rabbanan of karmelis. So if they happen to coincide, lo yetzei chai b'machto and karmelis, or they happen to coincide because lo yamo adam, the karmelis, isn't that a trei d'rabbanan? L'chora, that's exactly what Abaye says. He, of course it's aser. That's not a gzera the gzera. In no shape or form were the chamim maintaining that one is aser because it will only lead to nisa d'rabbanan. If you're carrying a karmelis, you may carry nisa d'rabbim. If you're going to balance, you're going to stand one place and drink another place, you may end up carrying. Both are up to a din d'araisa. So this svar is so compelling. So, what does Rabba hold? Can we pass him like Rabba? Rabbi says, what do you mean? He gufa gzera. Banan nekov enigza gzera l'gzera. Why is this called a gzera l'gzera? Why is this called a gzera l'gzera? The Gemara is going to discuss, for example, Daf Tzadi Dalet. Right? Chiddush kol chai nosi es atzma. No? A living being. Let's say a child, for example, nosi es atzma. So if you carry a child, it's only nisa d'rabbanan. Does that mean you're allowed to carry a child in a karmelis? because Carmel says the Rabbanan, and Chanel says that's only the Rabbanan, so that's called the Gzera. Or do you argue, of course not, these are two completely independent dinim, the Rabbanan. Each one expresses itself independently. They happen to coincide if you're talking about a case of Chanos Yisatsa, but Carmel is. So take a look at the Rabbi Kiveger, Simcha Ches. Here Rabbi Kiveger writes that, wait a second, in order to understand when you call something Gzer the Gzer and when you don't, you have to distinguish between Mulachos Drabanan as opposed to Gzeras Drabanan. Take a look, and that shows Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger writes the following, that you can have a trade Rabbanan, but in order to have a trade Rabbanan, either both have to be Malachos Drabanan, or at least one is a Malachos Drabanan. You can couple a Malachos Drabanan with a Gzera. But Rabbi Kiveger writes, if both are only Gzeras, if both are only Gzeras, then that is always called a Gzera Gzera. You have to know the nature of this Drabanan. So the Gemara here is assuming the following. Lo Yamot Adam, that's a Gzera. Karmelis is only a Gzera. You can't have a Gzera the Gzera, even independently. If one, at least one, certainly both, but if at least one is a Malacha Drabanan, then Rabbi Kiveger writes, you can make that fancy distinction in terms of Shei Drabanan. That's very important for assessing, right, the many issues of Yisurei Drabanan. We'll have to continue with this, but take a look at that Rabbi Kiveger, right, in Simen Chav Ches. Okay, but in terms of Malach Shinat Tzrei Kedufa, this is a fascinating Kiddush. Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda Nafkamina Daraisa, Aliba to Rabbi Shimon, right, the Nafkamina, even within Dinim Drabanan, perhaps that's the answer for that Stiras HaSugi is regarding Malach Shinat Tzrei Kedufa Makom Shecholo Shein Bo Sakon. Okay, the next two shiurim we'll discuss issues of Inyan Yedimim. Okay, we'll discuss Inyan Yom Kippur, Inyan Sukkos, and tomorrow's shiur will be about the following issue, the relationship of Shabbos and Yantif, Yantif Shechalios B'Shabbos, Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos, all the different possibilities that play out this year. Now, when Yantif is back-to-back with Shabbos, when you have Rosh Hashanah with Shabbat Shabbos, what is Kedushachas, what is Shtei Kedushas, and then, in the case of Yom Kippur, Shechalios B'Shabbos, some fascinating Ha'aras and Afkaminas, Lahalach. Yes, we'll do that. Thank you.